are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. If you want to call in, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. I'm your host, David Pruse, and with me also this morning is one of my favorite repeat offenders, Melissa Burnett. How you doing?
I'm good. Oh, there we go. Now my microphone's on. I'm good.
You know, for once in my life, I was able to silence you. I'm just going to appreciate that moment.
Nobody ever gets to do that, so there you go. It's like putting baby in a corner.
I know. I just it was momentarily, but I'm going to remember that for the remainder of my days.
There you go.
I got to ask you the question. What's with the stuff in your hair?
The glittery stuff? Yeah. We had the Young Dubliners concert on Saturday, and I hosted it, and there was a lady who came in, and she was doing tinsel, and so I got some tinsel in my hair. I know. It's like I've gotten a few different reactions to it. It was really cool for New Year's Eve and stuff. Yeah. I don't.
First of all, I like it. It's fine.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
Yeah. No. Maybe put in your eyebrows.
My Lex Luthor look would look different.
We'll make you a tinsel wig. That's what we'll do. Yeah.
How was the Young Dubliners?
Oh, it was amazing. They are so great and just so amazing and some of the best dudes. So doing this job and the different aspects of what we do here at the station, most people know. You know, I do the river, I do the production, I'm in charge of most commercials, 10 stations. I do like everything.
Excuse me, you're the boss lady.
Yes, I am.
You're my direct supervisor.
But like the fun part is I get to be the one that goes and picks up the bands and drives them around and hangs out and does all the stuff, like a roadie, right? Yep. And we've done a full mix of different kinds of spectrums and different types of bands and musicians and whatever. And I have to say that these guys, I would do this all the time. Hands down, I don't care what day it is, how cold it is, I would do this all the time for the Young Dubliners because they are just that cool. They're just that grateful, that kind, that nice, that easy to work with. Mm-hmm. It's not a hassle to get things done. So it was a lot of fun.
You know, I was talking to the owner of the Spur and Tony Sports Bar on Sunday,
mm-hmm.
the 1st, watching football.
Yeah.
And he described Young Dubliners as just like fantastic, incredible individuals. They remembered him specifically as an owner.
Yeah.
From when they're up here last time.
Yep.
They invited him and his wife to visit them in Ireland.
Yes. So cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They're going to come back again. They've already agreed that they want to come back. And that they remembered my name. They remembered everybody up here. They, mm-hmm. you know, and if they didn't remember their name, there was like, hey, your boss guy, the really tall dude that was married to the redheaded lady. Like, that's like they remember things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, when we had like Kit Moore and Ashley McBride, I highly doubt that they even remembered they were here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's like bands like that. It's just really cool.
You know, we have our favorites and the Young Dubliners.
Yeah.
Hell's Bells.
Yes. The Hell's Bells. Another great one, right?
Yeah.
And it's those bands that, you know, I always say.
They like Fairbanks.
They like Fairbanks. And Fairbanks is weird. Like Fairbanks is super weird when it comes to entertainment.
Mm-hmm.
There is not one genre or one thing that I could say this is what Fairbanks will go to. We've bought so many different shows up that we thought this is going to be it. Total flop. Like Fairbanks is weird, but you bring the Young Dubliners, you bring Hell's Bells, Fairbanks shows up. That was a packed house at the Spur. The only other time I have seen the Spur that packed is with Hell's Bells. You know, the Young Dubliners come up, Hell's Bells comes up, that place is going to be 500 people full. They're going to go to capacity, and they're going to stop letting people in because fire code, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's every single time, even outdoors, every single time we will pack the house.
He said that they were packed.
And
then he said the next night with the
New Year's show, yeah.
Not so much.
Right. The Young Dubliners was the hit.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's like I said, Fairbanks is weird, right? There's not one thing that Fairbanks enjoys. It's weird is the wrong word.
Yeah.
Fairbanks is...
diversified.
There you go. Diversified, and we just don't necessarily like all the things that are supposed to be popular.
What's the 80s band that we have in town here?
I think we've got Wet Thunder, and then we've got Shag.
But Shag.
Yeah, Shag.
Wherever you bring Shag.
Yes, wherever you bring Shag, you'll find a full house too.
Yeah,
that was the one thing I wish the Spur would have done is brought Shag in instead of the Ken Peltier band. No knock on Ken Peltier. Yeah. Love the dude. Love the band. Shag would have probably
brought down the house.
Yes,
they have their own following.
Absolutely.
When you have Shag, you know everyone's going to be rocking, smiling, enjoying.
Yeah,
they
bring shaking their groove thing.
They have such a wonderful vibe.
Yeah, they do. And, you'll see them in the Golden Days Parade. They always have the trailer that they're on playing on, right? A couple of my friends play in that band, and it's just great. My friend Anthony's the drummer. And, even they love being Shag.
Yeah.
Like, you see bands come and go in Fairbanks. You see some drop off. They come back. They drop off again. Shag, they've always been.
You know, they've had a few replacements.
Yeah.
But that's how the Beatles.
Right, exactly. So did a lot of bands. I mean, look at most of them. I mean, Black Crowes right now, they got a whole new setup, It's
The old new Crowes or the new old Crowes?
The old new Crowes. There you go.
So what did you do on New Year's Eve?
Honestly?
On New Year's Eve.
Because of the Young Dubliners, I stayed home all night long. I slept most of the day because I was exhausted. I was out till 4 a.m. with the Dubs. But I stayed home and I was with my dogs who have little corgis.
All of them?
Yeah. And they don't like fireworks. And so that was fun. I had corgis on my head and I had the big old lab on my lap and like mom was the safe zone. It was pretty comical.
Now, okay. Gloves are off.
Uh-oh.
We got to talk about Compo.
Compo, you're a problem child, sir.
The way you leave this studio,
I have to come in and figure it out. David calls you the problem child.
Craig, first day of business on 2024, you're in the studio here, and I give your business within a minute a shout out.
Yeah.
And then you come in later on and defoil this place.
That man, I got to tell you, though, like, as funny as it is to hear you complain about Craig Compo, like,
I've only known him all my life.
It is that man goes a million miles per minute.
Yes, he does.
And he
wonderful
is
wonderful person.
Yeah. And he is just on to the next thing. One thing's done, on to the next. That's probably him texting you right now.
Nope.
But he's that type of guy, right? He finishes one thing, he's on to the next, and there's no like cleanup process. I was picking on him the other day. He was like, "You should see my desk."
Yeah, you should. You should.
I don't want to see your desk, Craig.
Fairbanks, this is what happens. We have different Saturday shows.
Yep.
Great lineup.
And they all come in and record in here.
And I'm basically the only live person that does a show out of here.
Right.
And so I'll come in. And everyone's very good about putting everything away.
Yes, except for Craig.
Yeah, and I mean, the board is whacked out. The computers are goofy.
Yeah.
I have to, take the risk of, did he save this or not and hit the, and take the, I mean, it's just.
It's like a toddler came through and started clicking all the buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and what most people don't know, so if you've never seen a board, what we call the board, it's a big giant thing that sits here on the counter and it's got a bunch of levers on it. And so to go live, you kind of need that thing all zeroed out and then you push everything up where you need it.
Yeah.
And recording versus live are two different settings on the board. And so when someone has been in here recording, it really screws with the person who needs to go live.
Because there's, I've got three different locations I'm pushing buttons at.
Yes,
and
exactly.
And you get in a mad mood.
Yeah.
And you're going, that Compo.
Yeah. It's why, so on Thursdays I do the Shooter's Corner show with Laura Berkowitz. And even Laura, she's like, this is why you run the board and not me.
Yeah.
She's like, I couldn't, she says all the time she couldn't do the show without me sitting there with her. It can be hard. And it's like, Compo, clear the board.
Good luck with that. No, we've had this discussion with him before.
Yeah. No, he'll never do it.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, and I'm going to stay in this room with purple pads, with sparkles, with a boss who has sparkles in her hair.
Yay.
And one day she's going to walk in with purple hair, and sparkles to go with the room she makes me work out
of. I do need purple hair.
I'll be back after this.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Dearest Mother, I am learning so much these past few months. Of course, I've been eating dinners at Brewster's. The value and the taste of the food is great for my hard-earned money. I've recently ordered a New York steak. It was char-broiled. I have never had a better meal. They even included a salad that was very fresh. I also tried something called amber dipping sauce. Mother, it was delicious. I have located very few restaurants that are open on a Sunday evening. And as always, Brewster's is a pleasant surprise. Your beloved son, Henry.
Sometimes driving year-round in Alaska is more like maneuvering through an obstacle course than driving on actual roads. Snow and ice, water, gravel, and damaged roads? Ride the Bridgestone AT Revo 3 from GCR Tires and Service. Alaska proven, Alaska tough. The Bridgestone Dueler AT Revo 3 for your light truck, SUV, and CUV delivers a dominating off-road performance and a quietly civilized ride on the road. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service. The Tire Guys, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
So exactly what is the UroLift procedure? Here's Dr. David Sharp from Fairbanks Urology.
The nice part about a UroLift is it's a quicker recovery, minimally invasive, done in the office. Not everybody's a candidate. Not everybody's going to respond well to a UroLift. So it's important to get an evaluation to see if your size prostate and the anatomy of your prostate would be appropriate for a UroLift. And if so, it might be the right option for you.
Find out if you're a candidate for a UroLift at Fairbanks Urology, corner of Cushman and Gaffney.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching zero. Winds out of the northeast, 10 to 15 miles per hour. Lows dip down to about 9 below tonight. Overcast skies. Chance of snow tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 2 above. Cloudy skies expected. About an inch of snow tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here, along with Melissa Burnett. Now, this is the hostile workplace environment I'm subjected to. I walked into Melissa's office today. She's already laughing. And there is this beautiful, incredible-looking food.
Oh, it's delicious.
The biscuits and gravy.
Yeah.
And I was just looking at these, oh my God.
No.
That looked like a Martha Stewart picture.
This wasn't just any biscuits and gravy.
You did not share.
No.
You did not even,
oh, hell no.
Yeah.
Hell no.
Yeah, usually I go to your office, you got food bits around here. Yeah,
here you go. Have some.
No. That way I don't need them. Yeah, but not today.
No, I was not sharing that. It came from Joe's Oven. I don't know if anybody's ever been to Joe's Oven.
Just do it.
Just go. She's over there on Old Steese, right across the street from Walgreens, so where Fushimi and all that is, their nail salon, a couple UPS is there, but that's where she's at, and you need to go see her. She does cinnamon rolls, she does cookies, she does sourdough, everything sourdough. And man, she does these sourdough biscuits and they are massive. And then with her sausage gravy, it was hands down the best breakfast like in the world. I only treat myself to this like once every couple months because like it's one of those things. Like, if you do it too much, you're going to ruin it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good.
You were like putting on top of the biscuits and gravy.
What's that?
Two over easy eggs.
Oh, there you go. Yeah, that would have been, I think that would have been the only thing that could have topped it, like a couple eggs on there. But, oh, man.
So yesterday, I was going to go do some, intelligence networking for my Fairbanks Foodie Show.
Got it. Okay.
Over at the Lat 65 Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
They have a new...
The Roaming Wolf or something?
Restaurant and tour in there.
Yeah.
And it's some people I've used before. It's a frozen smoke barbecue.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The frozen
fantastic
smoke
people,
one.
Fantastic people.
They're so,
good. Just great. And so I go over there and meet my buddy Rob, who's been in here a few times. You've met Rob.
Yeah.
He's got that hard shell personality, you know.
He's from like Pennsylvania or something, right? Like
Philadelphia.
Yeah, there you go.
And
he's
so
from Philly.
We're over there, you know, he's meeting me over there at 6 o'clock to, we're going to have, you know, have beer and have dinner there. And so it starts going off the rails real fast because they're only open Thursday through Monday, and yesterday was Tuesday. And then Rob has never been to Lat 65 before, and he can't find it. So I'm calling out his manhood.
Yeah.
You can't find a brewery?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, come on, man. Get down to
the right set of town and you can see it.
Get to your DNA genes here, man. you got to be able to find a brewery.
You got to be able to smell it.
So I gave him the address 150 Eagle Avenue, and so he puts it into the Google Maps. And
there he is.
Yeah.
So, can't miss it.
But can't wait to go there. I really enjoy the beer at Lat 65.
Yeah.
I don't like IPAs too pungent. I don't like fruits in my beer. I don't go there for the cider. I want a nice, what's the term I'm looking for? Pilsner.
Okay.
I like a pilsner.
See, here's the thing with me. So I'm actually not a beer drinker. I'm not a fan. And it's taken me a long time to come around to certain types of beers and certain ciders and whatnot. Mm-hmm. But Lat 65, they
got everything, first of all.
They have everything.
Yeah.
They have a cider there that just is to die for. And then, and forgive me, I don't ever remember the names, but there was like some sort of mango sour or something similar to that. Something sour. And this was a phenomenal beer.
Yeah.
And I don't say that lightly because I don't drink. I'm not a drinker. I don't like beer. I don't like alcohol, really. But this was good.
So basically, the only thing you like in that basket I give you is the sauce.
No, I like wine. I didn't say I didn't like wine.
Okay.
No, I like
what
wine.
What was the wine I gave you?
Seven Deadly Sins.
Yes.
And I can't wait. I haven't popped it open yet, but I can't wait to. I actually have an alcohol allergy is the problem.
Ah, okay.
And so like wines I can have because I can have fruit-based stuff. And that's why I don't like most beers because of the allergy that I have. But these two beers, the cider and this sour thing, whatever's in those is delicious and I can have them.
Mm-hmm. And then so me and Rob, we're watching football. I don't have cable. So, you know, on the Roku channel, you're not going to get NBC, CBS, ABC, unless you buy it separately.
Unless you get Hulu,
Forget it. And so I don't get sports per se. So
got it.
Of course I was going to watch football. So I go over to Tony's Sports Bar with Rob. And we love wings. We love chicken wings. Oh, my God.
Especially on football.
Couple of plates of wings later.
Yeah.
we were okay.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You know, that's a lot of people, though. A lot of people don't have cable anymore. I have Hulu with the ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
So I have, like, the NFL Network, and so I get all the games. What was really cool was I did spend New Year's Day watching the Winter Ice Classic versus the Golden Knights and the Seattle Kraken. And I got to tell you, that Decord guy that went in for the Kraken, that's not their normal goalie.
Yeah.
Decord got pulled up from their AHL league because Grubauer got injured a few weeks back. And so he can't play right now. And, man, he went in and shut the crap out of them Golden Knights. And just 0-3. Amazing.
Now, Fairbanks, we're going to construe this as you should know. This is a multi-hockey mom.
Yes.
With a son who's a goalie.
Yes. So to watch Decord come in, I felt bad because I wish it would have been Grubauer, right? Mm-hmm. He's our guy. That in our house, Grubauer is our guy. That's our goalie. We always support Grubauer. But, man, Decord did a good job. I really hope that this turns into a thing for him and maybe he gets to stay with the Kraken.
Well, he got exposed.
Yeah, exactly.
And so someone's going to be saying, hey, remember when this guy was up here?
Yep.
Let's get him.
Even if they send him back down to the AHL league, that is exposure. And just the opportunities now that will open for him, especially with that shutout, amazing. So good job to him, and I hope it takes him far because that's a pretty big deal.
So you're halfway through hockey season.
Oh, yeah. More than half. We're wrapping things up in the next month and a half.
You feel good.
I do. I wish we would have won more games, wish the teams would have come together a little bit more, but absolutely. I'm really loving our high school team. Just phenomenal coaching.
Mm-hmm.
The kids, even after a tough loss, they all take center ice together, you know, and bow their heads. And it's just every single one of them, and nobody gets left behind. And special, special group of kids there playing for West Valley Hockey. And those coaches are phenomenal. We got Mike Rogers and Ryan Heller, and just two phenomenal guys. And I just couldn't be more pleased. My son is loving it. He's also loving his other team. He's playing for also Hockey Club Fairbanks 16U Tier 2. So we got two hockey teams going on this year. And that's going to be wrapping up at the end of February as well. And, I mean, again, great team, great coaches. But, man, this West Valley team, it's just top-notch. You know, we don't win a lot, but the camaraderie and the coaching, it makes it all worth it.
It's there.
It's there, yeah.
So, not that you're putting stuff on your plate, but you're the president of the Greater Fairbanks Racing Association.
Yeah.
Let's hear about that.
Let's just put another thing on the list, yeah. Right? What else could I do? Yeah, so back in December, we had our general meeting. And
not that I'm a stalker.
No.
You didn't tell me.
I actually tried.
I have my people.
I actually tried to back off of this a couple different times.
Yeah, I know.
I had been asked for a year and a half, actually, to step in and if I would be interested in running for president. And I was like, I don't know. You know, it's a lot. It's whatever. But
you
know,
don't even race.
I do.
Oh, you do?
I have. Well, I won't say I race, but like I do jump in cars and have fun. The smaller
cars.
Ones. No, not the bumper cars.
Powder Puff?
No, I raced in one of their A stocks two summers ago, and that was a lot of fun.
The addiction started.
Yeah, and you know what? And here's the thing. Out there at the track, I just kind of fell in love with the camaraderie that's out there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, nobody out there is getting rich off this sport.
No.
They're all doing it for fun. They're all putting every last penny they have. They've got $20,000 extra dollars from doing some extra overtime or whatever. You know where that money goes? Straight into their race cars, you know, and not everybody has a lot out there and everybody shares and everybody mm-hmm. helps each other out. And somebody needs a hose. Somebody needs a plug. Somebody needs this, whatever. You know, somebody's got a bar that somebody needs. It's just like a massive brotherly thing that happens out there, and I really fell in love with that. And then the guys from Kenai and the guys from Willow and the guys from Wasilla all come up, and it's just a lot of fun. And I grew up around a racetrack, and I grew up around those kind of things, and it just came all back to me, and it's a place I love to be, and I want it to get to a point where we can't have any more fans and we can't have any more racers because it's too packed. I yeah. want that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I took it on. They elected me in back in December. And now my first day was 2 days ago.
Back in December.
So long ago. Last year. Yeah. So I'm officially the president of GFRA now. And I look forward to the next 3 years and doing what I can to help boost fun out there at the track, you know, more family.
Keep it going. More things for more people.
Yeah, more racing, more family-centered activities as well. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really excited for the opportunity and the prospects that we have and everything that can happen, and it's going to be a good thing. So we're going to have a lot of fun. That's what we're going to do. Going to have a great shootout. We're going to set our schedule here in 2 weeks, and
when does the racing season start?
It will start at the end of May, beginning of June. I'm expecting the first races to be that first weekend of June.
Weather permitting.
Weather permitting. And, you know, we are below the Tanana out there, so we are a little swampy. So it will depend on how quick we could get dry.
Do you still have the smell?
Little bit. Depends on what way the wind's blowing.
I know.
it's not terrible. And mostly during the summer, we escape it. It's in the fall time.
Yeah.
At the end of August, when we're wrapping up our season, that it starts to creep up.
Because yeah.
that's when the dew kind of settles in.
Yeah.
And so then you're going, oh, man, this is raunchy. But, you know, where else do you put a racetrack, right? I mean, it's a perfect area.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect area for a racetrack. And I just can't wait to do great things with it.
So did you put in the bumper music?
It depends on what it is.
Joe Satriani.
No, I didn't do that.
You know I'm not going to like this then. It's a summer song. You know.
We just needed summer
again,
vibes.
Again, hostile work environment.
I know. It's so bad here. You poor thing.
I'm in a purple padded room.
Yep, with North Korean equipment. You complain so much.
I'm consistent. Fairbanks will be back after some poopy bumper music. Some Fox News, state news, commercials, and weather.
You said poopy.
Poopy.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
The Iranian state media is reporting that at least 103 people have been killed by some explosions that were targeting a commemoration ceremony for Iranian General Qasem Soleimani. That guy was killed by a U.S. airstrike 4 years ago today. Now, no group has claimed responsibility for the attack. Soleimani was the leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard. Talks are ongoing on Capitol Hill. They're trying to come up with an agreement on bipartisan spending bills. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says they're still negotiating.
We're making progress. We're closer than we have been. But this is a very difficult issue, and there are still different things, different issues to be overcome.
One of those big issues, border funding. A record 302,000 migrant encounters were reported at our southern border just for the month of December. House Speaker Mike Johnson is leading about 60 fellow Republicans in Congress on a visit to the Mexican border. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily Newsmine reports that from implementing major police recruitment incentives to the start of the end of the Polaris building, the city of Fairbanks made a lot of newsworthy decisions in 2023. After more than 7 years, long sought after funding and several hurdles, Fairbanks Mayor David Prus took his first ceremonial whack at the Polaris building's backside with a sledgehammer. After the Polaris comes down and the rubble is cleared, the city will need to decide what to do with the valuable piece of real estate. The Fairbanks Police Department endured a challenging year with difficulty in retaining or hiring police officers. With limited resources, the department attempted several options, including modified shifts and continued overtime. Since the rollout of the new incentives, FPD spokesperson Teal Sodden said the police department saw a significant increase in applications for both experienced and new officers. And finally, after more than a year of debates, delays, and adjustments, the city council overhauled how the city splits up the revenue for its 8% hotel room rental tax or bed tax.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Be prepared for the next winter power outage with your Honda generator from The Woodway. Keep your lights on as you back up your home's boiler and freezer. Honda generators are so dependable, so quiet, not to mention easy to use. Overcome winter's unpredictability with Honda generator dependability. Stop into The Woodway on College Road. Choose the Honda generator that's right for you and your household. The Woodway is your premier Honda servicing dealership. Power through winter the Alaskan way, the right way, The Woodway.
Nowadays, nothing is more important than saving money. And the best way to do that is with the radio station's 50-50 Friday offer. Every week, a different special from a different local business, offering gift certificates at half price. All from your favorite restaurants, shops, and events. So what's this week's 50-50 Friday offer?
The Banks Ale House, the perfect place to go for an incredible burger, ice cold beer, and the game. If the hockey playoffs on the ice have you chilled, how about a hot Irish cream and coffee? Whatever sports you're into, the Banks Ale House has all your favorite food, from small bites to great lunch and dinner choices. Not to mention the 40 beers on tap while watching the game on one of the 24 screens. Brews, bites, and sports at the Banks Ale House, located on the Old Steets. And this week, you can get $50 gift certificates for half price. You heard that right. Half off $50 certificates.
Just log on to this station's website and click on that red 50-50 tag in the upper right-hand corner. Have your credit card ready and get ready to save big. 50-50 Friday, every Friday at 9 a.m. from the radio station.
When friends and family gather, it's time to lift each other up with delicious food and beverage from Tommy G's Meat and Sausage. All their beef is certified Angus beef, making it truly the best of the best. They pride themselves on superior quality, service, and consistency. Whether it's their cowboy cut ribeyes, lamb shanks, or even their ground chuck, you know you're getting the very best in Alaska because there is no other place like this in Alaska. Stop by Tommy G's Meat and Sausage today, 3290 Pegger Road. It's no longer dinner with friends and family. It's an experience.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. Got Melissa Burnett in the studio here with me. City Council is going well. City of Fairbanks is going well. Yesterday was the first operating day of the year, and boy, you know, from our last meeting in December to yesterday, it was pretty quiet around the building.
Yeah. And I'm sure.
It's just quiet. You know, a lot of people take that time off and doing things like that. And you know, the lady who works in the office with me, you know, her husband took everything off from, you know, Christmas on. And there are a lot of people just do that.
Yeah.
And, So, you know, it's like a ghost town in there, but everything's fine, you know, nothing stopped.
Everything's running. Roads are being taken care of, you know.
But, you know, you're used to people.
And no people.
Yeah.
It's been the same thing here, like a very big time ghost town. You know, everybody's slowly starting to make their way back. And so we're starting to fill up again. But, yeah, it's been eerie.
On New Year's Day, I'm do a little bit of work, and I get to the office, and I have a question for the clerk, so I text her. She's funnier than heck. She goes, get a life.
Get a life and get out of there.
She gives me the answer. Get a life. What are you doing?
That's hilarious.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. Didn't realize I wasn't. I'm the mayor. I'm supposed to work.
Well, you know, it's just, you know, got, just a little something you're going to do. Spend a half hour to an hour and just knock it out and, you know.
Be done.
Get a life.
Crew work is so much proof. Goodness.
Oh, man. But funnier than heck, you know. So we got some things going on. We have the fire department there. We have a new chief there. And he's brought some very good ideas. And we're extending our EMT paramedics bonuses that we're trying to get, you know, for education. And we're going to keep doing that. You know, we're putting an emphasis on education, recertification, training.
Nice. Yeah.
Because I've always found that it's preemptive strike against a vacancy.
Yep.
Or have the next person ready to go in a position by education and training.
Yeah, absolutely.
Much cheaper.
Absolutely.
And the people who work at City Hall, they seem to like it so far. And, you know, we'll pay for your education. We'll pay for your training. We'll give you a bonus to do this. You know, we have people who – we have three CPAs down there.
Wow.
In the finance department. You know, basically out of seven people, three of them are CPAs.
Mm-hmm.
Think about that.
Yeah. That's smart.
Yeah, so anyway, just one of those things. How goes your side of the equation?
Oh, you know, it's been quiet. It's, you know, I actually had somebody come at me the other day. They were like, you know, we don't hear nothing from that school board member. Well, I don't hear nothing. It's, you know, it's been quite a frustrating struggle since the board flipped. We have a shadow board. The four liberal members, they're doing things and working and, you know, talking to each other, and they're violating OMA, which is the Open Meetings Act. And we know this is happening, but it's, you know, not much can be done at the moment. We're just buying our time. I'm buying my time, I guess. I will be going to Juneau. Coming up January 22nd, I'll be going there the 22nd through the 25th. I look forward to that, being able to go and talk with the legislatures and see everybody and, you know, try to do some advocating and stuff like that. Maybe try to keep a hold on what's going on with my other school board members. And our next meeting's on the 16th. We've got budget up ahead of us, and that's not going to be pretty. But, you know, it's we've got a whole other side of the board that's in control right now. And so I'm just kind of sitting here in the dark going, what's next, guys? What am I going to be surprised with? That's kind of the game I'm playing at the moment. Kind of a really frustrating place to be.
That would be.
Yeah, it is. It's, you know,
You're not a sit-on-the-sidelines type of person.
No, and so it's really got me in a flutter. I don't do the sidelines very well. I need to work. I need to do things. Mm-hmm. I'm working on my own stuff. I'm working with the superintendent. Parental Engagement Committee is just getting fired up. So I do have things I'm doing, but when it comes to the actual board stuff, I'm very much in the dark and not being permitted much into the eyes of information or what's going on, and I get surprised by a lot. So very, very frustrating place to be.
Yeah, my philosophy is, show the city council anything and everything.
And
include them and, you know, make sure there's one or two council members involved in everything you're doing. That way they have eyes on it. They understand what's going on. They give you good advice.
Yeah.
They're good people.
Oh, I got told pretty much blank right in my face that they don't need me. So
sounds like Brandy.
Yeah, that was. Yep, it was. She looked right at me and said, we don't need you. So that's where we're at. And I'm just like, you know, you do need me. You need me more than you think you do. But we'll let you figure that out for yourself.
Ready for a phone call?
Yeah, absolutely.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
My name is Jeannie Olson.
Hello, Jeannie.
Hi. And I would like to talk about the drop-off cages at animal control.
Surely, go ahead.
Okay, so I'm a veterinarian, and in July, the animal control borough decided they wanted to shut the drop-off cages for lots of reasons. And then they decided, okay, no, we need to kind of change this, and we're going to just shut them down gradually. But they are also not at all in the new design for the animal control building. And so we are going to have a community meeting, not a borough meeting, but a public community meeting next Tuesday on the 9th at Raven Landing at 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock.
What time is that again? Raven Landing at 6 o'clock?
Raven Landing at 6 o'clock next Tuesday night.
Okay.
For the public to get informed about it and learn what they can do to help. You know, right now the plans are for over a $30 million new facility, and I think we can do a lot better than that and have something. There's been no public input at all for it. They haven't asked for it. I asked for public records for the current design of 35%, and they said they could not give me that because it would be unfair to make it public before the bid went out.
Wow.
I know.
Wow.
I know.
Gotta love that new assembly.
That's not the assembly. That's administration.
Oh, is that the admin?
Yeah. That was public works. And I thought, well, okay, I can't make this up.
Wow.
And that's really what they said. Yeah. So I really think that it's time for the public to get energized about this and say, hey, this is public money that you're spending for a public building. And we need to know what's going in there. And we need to have some say of what we want.
Especially if you're going to put that much money into it.
Exactly.
So they're spending $30 million on
animal
control. Oh,
yeah, that's a whole other conversation for you and I. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So anyway, I'd love for that word to get out. We have a Facebook page, Fairbanks Animal Alliance, and also people can call me to get information. I'll give you my cell number, 907-370-3123.
Okay, what I would like you to do is next Monday or Tuesday, call back in again for about 5 minutes, and we can do this again for you.
I would love to do that, yeah.
Yeah, please do it. Please do it, Jeannie. Really appreciate it.
I mean, we really need to get on this before it gets too far into the process, because pretty soon they're going to say, it's too expensive to change it. We can't do it. We can't change it.
Hey, Jeannie, do me a favor, if you wouldn't mind. Also, send me an email with this information. My email is Melissa, 1L, 2S's, so M-E-L-I-S-S-A, at fbxradio.com. Send me an email with that information. I can also get some PSAs out among our stations.
Oh, that would be so awesome. Thank you so much.
Of course.
Yeah, and this and we're going to, this meeting will be Zoomed also, so if people don't want to go to Raven Landing,
they can Zoom.
It'll be able to be Zoomed, and I think we're going to try and record it too. There's going to be an Animal Control Commission meeting in February, and we'll get some information out about that, plus the assembly. But yeah, we need to really get our voices out, because it hasn't been asked about, and it should be.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I agree 100%.
So let me put this in perspective. Their new public works building was $20 million. But
the shelter needs $30 million. and
the only reason I'm laughing is because it's painful.
Well, and here's my ploy, right? The Borough Assembly also doesn't want to give us much more than last year for education, but, you know, that $30 million for the dog shelter. Yay, puppies.
And actually, at the last Assembly or Animal Control Commission meeting, they actually showed them their proposed budget for next year, and they want to budget a line item of $150,000 to do something else besides drop-off kennel.
Uh-huh.
Contract it out to do something else, like contract veterinary clinics or something to handle the after-hours stuff. And anyway, I think it maybe needs to be a little improved, but it doesn't need to be $150,000, and it certainly needs to be in the new building. And the new building doesn't need to be a new building. I know that there's several commercial buildings out there, one on College Road that would be perfect.
Absolutely.
You know, when the Sears went under,
could have been a perfect place.
I texted Mayor Ward, and I said, you guys should buy this.
Yep.
This has a lot of space in it that you can convert. And
nope, U-Haul bought it.
They didn't even make a move on it. My thought was this. And anyway, Dr. Olson, thank you very much for the phone call. Please, on Monday and or Tuesday, call in again, and we'll have you on for about 5 to 10 minutes, okay?
Thank you so much.
Yep, bye. You know,
Nick Lajinus. That's who. $30 million for a dog shelter. Nick Lajinus. Just thought I'd put that out there.
I don't know that, but whatever.
It's like Dr. Olson just said.
I'm shaking my head.
Yeah, well, like Dr. Olson just said, right? It doesn't need to be a new facility. We have so much in town that we could redo something, mm-hmm. half the cost. The borough can't afford that. So education, let's put that to the wayside here. Like, yeah, okay, I made that comment. But, like, the borough cannot afford that $30 million.
No, they probably can't.
So,
you know, I'm often asked what my priorities are, and I say it's very simple. The safety of citizens first.
Mm-hmm.
First and foremost, police.
Yeah.
And then, that's one.
Yeah.
And then a tie for number two is public works, roads, yeah. roads,
yep.
plowing and maintenance.
Yep.
And EMS.
Yeah.
That's it. Everything after that is superfluous. Those are your priorities. Keeping people safe and protected.
Well, and absolutely. And don't mistake me. I'm not against the animal shelter or the puppies. Absolutely not. You know, definitely. I'm sure we need new facilities. I'm sure we need not new, but we need upgraded facilities and services and better things. But come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
I know. And with that, I'm going to go puke. And take a break. And I'll be back after ingesting some heroin.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
The Fairbanks Clinic has been here for you since 1932, the year Amelia Earhart completed the first female nonstop solo flight across the Atlantic, the year BBC aired their first television broadcast. That was over 90 years ago, and they're still here, still taking care of you and your family. That's the Fairbanks Clinic in their beautiful building at the corner of Cushman and Gaffney. Call and schedule your appointment today with their family care practice. That's the Fairbanks Clinic, here for you since 1932.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs, starting with Alaska Realty Today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. Followed by Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. And then it's the Compos Outdoor Show at 12:30. Fairbanks Foodies at 1 p.m. And Explore Fairbanks at 1:30. All 3 hours of local shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Ice fishing is great winter fun if you're prepared. Before you make your fishing hole in the ice, make Frontier Outfitters your first stop for everything you need. Rods to tackle to ice augers. At Frontier Outfitters, you'll also find the right winter clothing. Not to mention your license, guns, ammo, and a wide variety of snowshoes. ATV and snow machine accessories are just downstairs in Century Hardware. Your next outdoor adventure is waiting for you. It begins at Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle.
Every house has windows, and when you have questions about purchasing new ones, where do you go? No, you don't ask Google. And if you did, it should tell you to go ask Steve at Glass Solutions for all your window and door-related questions. Steve's Alaska's expert with more than 30 years' experience selling Arctic-grade windows that will last. Everyday wholesale pricing on time-tested major brands that have proven themselves at 50 below zero. Call 699-9633 and ask for Steve for your best solution at Glass Solutions.
KFAR weather.
Sunshine mixed with clouds at times today, with daytime highs approaching zero. Winds out of the northeast 10 to 15 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Lows dip down to about 9 below. No, tomorrow high temperatures reach up to 2 above. Overcast, about an inch of snow tomorrow. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I just had some good Afghani brown heroin. I'm in a happier place now. I had to...
You're awful. That's awful.
Well, you know, it's reaction for what I was just told. You just explained to me.
I know. It's that's the reality of it, though, so... It's all in the papers. It's all there. It's the reality of it all. And here's the thing. It's,
I just got done doing a budget.
Yeah.
And you have priorities.
Yeah.
And we did all these things last year. Mm-hmm. We did two CBAs. Plus, we gave the police, $4 raises across the board, plus the $10,000. You know, we did
the sign-on bonus. Yeah.
You know how much our expenses went up last year? 2.2% was all. That was it. You know, inflation's at 3 to 5. We kept it at 2.2% growth in the cost of government with doing all
and
that.
And you still increase things. Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely.
So, yeah,
it's astounding, right? It's absolutely astounding. And here's the thing. It's not that I... back during election, all of these borough assembly members who just got elected ran on
education.
Funding education to the max, taking it all the way to the cap, making sure our kids are taken care of. That went to the wayside for the puppies. Now, don't
Jimmy,
get me wrong.
I need more heroin.
Don't get me wrong. Yeah. I love the dogs. Absolutely. You should see my house. I've got so many. I love animals.
What's your governmental priority?
Your governmental priority are your budget, your people, and your safety.
Yeah.
That's your priorities. Your budget, your people, and your safety.
Yeah.
And
budget, you ensure safety and people.
Exactly. Well, it was just like the school district. The Newsminer printed an article. The very first priorities of the brand new school board members was the sex ed addendum. Not our budget. Not the fact that we're looking at school closures. It was the sex ed addendum. Why are our priorities so twisted? Again, I'm not against the animals. I'm not against, you know, improving our shelter. I absolutely agree.
There are higher priorities.
But exactly, there are higher priorities. Sure, okay, we could probably wiggle in this way with improvements, absolutely. Not $30 million worth of a new facility when we have other things in our borough that we need to take care of first. And we need to make sure that we are taking care of our taxpayers. And we need to make sure we're taking care of education. And not that I wanted to see that go all the way to the cap, because I that's not fiscally responsible. Mm-hmm. But when you run on something and then you tell the people that go, okay, you ran on this, you all got elected, now how are we going to work this out? Let's have a meeting. Let's have the school board in the borough. Let's get together. Let's have a meeting and let's discuss this. And then we get told, no, we're going to be lucky to get what we got last year.
You know, in our budget, we have approximately 100 items of revenue from different sources.
Right.
Our big one is real estate taxes.
Right.
It's about 35%. But what we did this year in the budget is we dropped real estate taxes from last year by $815,000. And we increased cigarette taxes. It's all within the tax cap.
Right.
So if we're not getting more tax revenue, we're just readjusting where it comes from.
Right. And so you can get the revenue.
And we're getting the same amount but we're reallocating.
Yeah, you're not getting it here, so move it to the cigarettes and we'll get it there. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Makes sense. Move it to the alcohol. You'll get it there. You know, people are like, oh, don't do that, but it...
We're not doing that.
No, I know. But I mean, that's, you know, it's bottom line is, I agree with that. You know, you moved it to where you could get the revenue from. You kept the...
And what we did is we did a study and we were so low compared to everyone else.
Yeah.
I mean, just so low.
Yep.
So we went to the midway point.
Fiscally responsible with common sense.
Yeah.
That's all it takes.
Ready for a phone call?
I'm ready.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, this is Charles.
Hello, Charles.
Good morning. Good New Year. Thomas Edison said, if you have to sell bonds to build something, you may as well just print the money. It's the same thing as printing money. So that's my wisdom.
There you go. Yeah, General Electric Corporation.
Yeah. Well, you know, and
he testified in Congress. That you can YouTube that.
There you go.
Watch it on the video. Thomas Edison testifying.
Yeah.
You have a good New Year's
against the Tennessee Valley Authority.
There you go.
Okay, it's a lot of history. Gotta go.
I like that. Running history.
Quick jab. Yeah.
That's like Ron. Ron does that too. Little quick jabs and he's out.
Yep. Peace out, man.
Said what I had to say, mic drop.
Oh, that's funny. How's all the other Saturday shows going? You got a great lineup.
Oh, yeah. No, they're actually going really great. The Buzz with the Tana Herb Company.
Yeah.
Amazing show. They actually just did a show with an SPCA shooter. So, you know, you think the Buzz and it's with Tana Herb Company. It's not always about the marijuana or the marijuana industry. Mm-hmm. They just did one on speed shooting and speed action shooting. And that was a really, really fascinating show. Explore Fairbanks is going really great. They've got, so you ever want to know what Explore Fairbanks does, what they're about, you know,
what to do in Fairbanks?
What to do in Fairbanks?
Yeah.
Check out Explore Fairbanks' show. Absolutely. They are so great. And a bunch of nice guys, too, right? Like, mm-hmm. so amazing.
You got Jerry.
Yeah. Well, I know.
Come on. Yeah, he's only been doing this since the early 80s.
Yeah, I know. With the massive mullet that he had back then. It was a very beautiful mullet. We've also got Dr. Looper comes in and does health talk.
Him and his daughter.
Yep, him and his daughter, and they do a great job at that. And then we've got our Sunday show, which is the Rick Hughes Evangelical. I can't even say that word properly. Evangelical Minute, and that's a good show too. Great hosts, and I know I keep saying they're great, but I mean, what else can I say?
Yeah, you got Kirk and Lisa Maynard.
On the Alaska Realty Today. You want to learn about how's the housing market? They are so knowledgeable.
You got Craig.
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 Go sell your snow machines, Craig.
Yeah, Fairbanks Foodies, that's a lot of fun.
Yeah, Fairbanks Foodies is a good show. You know, that host, you know, sometimes he's great. Sometimes.
When he's not on heroin.
You're going to start rumors, sir.
What I always say is, when someone's doing something so blatantly stupid, I say, were they on drugs?
Like $30 million on a dog shelter? Absolutely.
Or were they on drugs?
Were they on drugs?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a question you need to ask. How many marijuanas were smoked when that conversation happened?
I understand the need for replacement, but there's other financially viable options or opportunities.
Absolutely.
If you stay patient.
Fiscally responsible.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, it's in a time where... All the jokes aside, in a time where we are talking budgets and the downfalls of all these budgets, the state budget, the borough budget, the school board budget, the city budget, like, we are talking money, dollars.
It's what I classify as newly elected exuberance.
Yeah. Well, and then they don't, you know.
This is his thing, I guess, was animals and.
Well, they ran on education, though. That's my thing. Like, why would, that's complete politician 101. That is what people say politicians do. They say what they need to get elected. They get elected. They do the opposite. That's kind of how I'm feeling right now. You know, like, you ran on one thing and you're doing completely the other.
Yeah.
How dishonest. That's not very good integrity.
No, it's not.
You know, I just,
but guess what? Didn't you expect that from those people?
Honestly, no. I expected them to go education like they said. I really, truly did. Maybe I'm the naive one. Maybe I am. I just expect people to be a product of their word. If you ain't got your word, what else do you have? I maybe I'm too old-fashioned. I don't know. Like,
I think your standards are correct.
Yeah. If you don't have your word, what else do you have?
I think your standards are correct. And and
integrity, man.
And sadly, you're the front line of seeing the change because you are on the school board.
Yeah.
And you heard all these people say it's about education.
It's about the children.
And
it's about,
then it's not.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and that's, I think, what's got me the most, right? Sure, maybe I do get a little, you know, empathetic with things and emotional over things. But truly, I ran for the kids and I ran for education. And I've always kept those two focuses.
And that's why you can still have a good breakfast and not share with me.
That's exactly right. That was the best. Go to Joe's Oven. You've got to.
Melissa, that is our show today. Thank you very much for being on there with me. Friday, we might have something, we might not, but Friday will be a good show. And on Saturday, Fairbanks Foodies, oh yeah. Oh
yeah. And in the meantime, you got 96.9 The River, 6 to 10 a.m.
I want some.
Shameless.
No, what do I want?
Black Dog?
Yeah. Led Zeppelin. We'll see you Friday, Fairbanks.
This is your Talks.